Okay, so we totally were not at all interested in Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce until we found things about that divorce to be interested in.
Yeah, exactly.
And at first it was the rumors that there was some stuff happening on the side.
Yeah, your fondue party, you got real excited.
Okay, yep. I was excited about the fondue party.
It was real kinky.
Now Bradley found something else to be excited about.
So you were excited about kinky fondue parties. Mm-hmm. I'm over here like, you guys, they have a private divorce island.
Okay, what does that even mean? Like, they're going to an island to, like, duke out their divorce?
No. So, oh, okay. I learned about this on the internet, and there was one story on TMZ that described it thusly. They tried to frame it as, like, Bill Gates' family is furious at him for not doing things the way they wanted to. Okay, what? Well, apparently this divorce has been done for months, or at least it's been, you know, decided
in
for
process,
months.
Yeah.
And back in March, they were originally going to announce this, and Melinda and family were going to travel to a private island that they rented for $132,000 a night.
A night?
One night, $132,000 for an entire island.
Can you imagine?
So,
for how long? I mean,
I don't know.
Like, but I wouldn't even be able to sleep.
Yeah,
I would be.
Like, I can. Maybe from 9 a.m. to 9:15 a.m.
Yeah, like, I'll get a 5-minute visit. That's it.
Apparently, this island is called Calavigny, or it's probably like Calavigny. It's in Grenada. Mm. And let me tell you, having been to Grenada, it is a beautiful, but it's like, it's every Caribbean island, although it's not. It's beautiful in its own right. I'm just saying, it's the Caribbean. You can imagine how beautiful this is.
Right.
And this island goes for $132,000 a night. And the plan was for Melinda and the kids, as well as their significant others, to come to the island, everyone except Bill. Although, apparently, everyone, so this was like, everyone wanted to be on the island mm-hmm. when the announcement went out so that they wouldn't have to deal with the press.
Right. They were like, ha ha, we're over here.
Except for you, Bill.
Except for you, Bill. Yeah. Deal with it.
Yeah, because, Bill, we don't care about you. There's one problem, though. Lawyers for both Bill and Melinda were trying to still hash out details when they were supposed to go to this island. Melinda, I guess, decided to go anyway. Mm. And of course, Bill did not.
Doesn't that tell a story? Not that I actually care, but it does tell a story.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like,
that it's team.
That the like every yeah that like there's some tension in the ranks.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody gets divorced. Well, it's never a happy moment.
I don't know. I mean, show me a perfect divorce, right, and I'll show you a unicorn.
I will, actually. Their names are Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, let's not forget that.
Uncoupling.
Never forget. Never forget.
I would encourage you, when you get a chance, to go to calavigny-island.com.
Oh, I'm there already.
Do I really want to do that?
Yeah, you do. You do.
Okay. You guys, I don't know if I do.
You do.
Yeah.
Because you just want to know. And
I'm going to just be sad. Oh, gosh.
I like to call it aspirational daydreaming. I mean, someday I will be on this. Actually, I will say, they just make it look too bougie.
Gosh.
And I don't want a bougie. I would take a bougie experience. What I mean bougie is, like, you know, all the bells and whistles. Like, I'd be fine with some, like, rustic island experience if there was, like, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Plenty of beach. Anyway,
let me look at this.
I know, right? So I was like, divorce island, that's a thing. I would like to go there. I don't want to get divorced. I'm not married, but I don't need to end a relationship to go there. I would just go there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I got on that whole thing that we do occasionally, thinking about living on a private island, and I just keep going back there, and someday I hope to be there. Not necessarily on this one.
I would just buy that one. Like, why don't they just buy it?
But see, that's the thing when you're rich, because, like, don't you have this thought all the time when people are like, oh, yeah, we, you know, we have, we, logic when you're not rich is not the same as logic when you are rich.
Tell me about rich logic.
Like, rich logic is like, I'm going to spend $4 million a night on a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and I would never do that, even if we had the money.
Right.
It would be a long day before you and I would think that seems, and Holly too. I'm not implying that Holly, I don't know.
That what, you can get into that character more easily than we could.
That, like, you know, I could not in good conscience spend $4 million a night. I can't behave like that. There's something in me that would just be like, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I would rather, to your point, like, I would think, like, wouldn't it just be better to buy something?
Right.
Right? But then rich people are like, but I got the money, and who cares?
That's what, you know, I feel
like. $130,000.
A night.
I'd be like, can't we just, you know, that buy is a nice
many,
little place?
Many people's salary.
Yeah.
Meaning, not many people have that salary. I'm saying that would pay the salary of many people.
Yeah, I mean, like...
$130,000 a night?
Wait, so what did I say?
$132,000 a night.
So how long before we get to $1 million?
So it would be like 7? Like a week.
You could, so a week is going to cost you $1 million.
But think about this. Bill Gates' net worth is $130 billion.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. Rich people logic. It makes total sense. It's like going to the Ritz. Like, for you and I to go to the Ritz, it's probably the equivalent.
It's like 50 cents or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just like, okay, I'm going to the vending machine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Exactly.
Except I'm going on a private island.
I don't know if it's the 3D Doritos that's making my stomach upset or this conversation.
It's like us getting our diet root beer downstairs.
Yeah, I'm going to treat myself.
Yeah.
And you know, like the cheap person would be like, why don't you just go get a 6-pack of pop and keep it in your studio? And then you're not paying $1.80 for a bottle.
Tell me more about that logic.
But you know what I mean?
Yes, I do, because that's exactly the logic that we use.
Yeah, yeah. Because I would just like to introduce you to the palette of salt in the studio.
Mm-hmm. That's a story.
That I actually purchased because I wanted salt with me at all times.
Well, yeah, well...
Well, it's lasted. I mean, it's never going to go bad.
No.
Yeah, well, it was like all the salt was...
There's a whole different story associated with that.
But anyway,
salt shakers were migrating.
Yeah. We're very seasoned here.
We are.
You got to have salt. And I will tell you, those salt shakers are popular. No, but my point is, like, I'm cheap.
Yes.
When it comes... I mean, my partner would not tell you that. But as compared to people like this, yes.
Okay, can I just tell you the most absurd thing I'm looking at right now on this website? Do me a favor. So it's, for those of you who are playing the home game, it's Calivigny Island.
Calivigny-island.com.
Okay, so then go to the experiences tab, okay?
Okay.
And you know, there's a lady paddleboarding out in the beautiful water. Beautiful, right? Then there's an aerial shot of like jet skis. Then the third picture is the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my life, which is, they're on a private island, mind you, okay? You could go jogging, as it were, through the beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
Or you could roll a treadmill up on the dock.
Like this lady did.
Just take a run looking at the ocean.
Like, why wouldn't you just go running on the beach?
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many places that you could run.
I will say later on.
But they rolled the treadmill out for her.
Well, that's because they know that, like, Barb, who's going to show up at this island, cannot be bothered to actually run on the beach because it'll hurt her, like, Achilles.
No, yeah. There is a beach jogger.
I do feel like they have pavement there, though.
Probably.
Nobody asked me. I mean, whatever. Again, rich people logic. Rich people logic. Jeeves, please bring out the treadmill. I have a run to do.
You will be met by our management team for private transfer. There are year-round flights from blah, blah, blah. Private yachts. Oh, God.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show to reality, we are going to talk with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to hear other ways we can escape with our televisions, which is what I'm going to do on My Talk 107.1. Every Friday on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We check in with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to see what we should be watching. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, hello, hello. Great to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you here, especially because the first thing that you've come to talk about is something, well, we've only watched the first episode of. It's a long story. I've gotten into a Turkish romantic comedy that's taking all my time, but Mayor of Easttown on HBO.
Yes, Colleen, get on it. I am obsessed with Mayor of Easttown. This is a new 7-episode limited series on HBO. It's they've aired the first 3 episodes. You can also find it on HBO Max, so that's how you get your HBO. And it stars Kate Winslet as this detective sergeant in this small community of Easttown, Pennsylvania. And a year has gone by after the disappearance of this young girl, and they have not been able to solve that case. And now another young high school girl is found murdered in the woods. So all eyes are on Mayor to try to solve this while her home life is kind of crumbling as well.
What's the thing that
draws Jean Smart? Oh, yeah, Bradley, what was that?
Sorry, I was just going to say when you're finished, what's the thing that's drawing everybody to the show? Because I've seen it sort of blow up on social media.
It's a lot of things. You know, I'm always a sucker for any of those types of whodunit murder mysteries. But what I love about the angle of this is because we saw that, you know, with True Detective, The Undoing, is that for this angle, I feel like it's not necessarily even about the whodunit. I mean, there is that, but it's how is everyone in the small town affected now by these two young girls' disappearance? And how does it weigh on this cop, played by Kate Winslet, who is just incredible in this. I think she gives one of the best performances of her career, and how there's a lot of secrecy in this town. There's a lot of cover-up. There's a lot of lies and conspiracies and questionable choices that makes everything very messy.
I want to tell you really quickly a side story about this very show. Paul, my husband kept on talking about it. Somehow I had missed all of the pre-promotion for it, and he was like, I really want to watch this Mayor of Easttown. Kate Winslet stars in it, and I kept on thinking, because Mayor of Easttown, I was like, is it a political drama, like the mayor of Easttown?
Right.
And he was like, no, oh my gosh, no, it is definitely not a political drama at all. But it is the one episode I saw, the first episode. Like, it does hold you, because like you said, it's a callback to like True Detective, The Undoing. If you were into those shows, this is like right up your alley.
Yeah. And if you've ever been a part of those kind of small town communities where everyone knows each other, everyone knows each other's drama, and you can't get away from that, you will definitely relate to this. And you've got a stunning cast. I mean, yeah, we've got Kate Winslet. We also have Jean Smart as her mom, who is full of opinions, who lives with, you know, Kate lives with her mom. And it's when Jean Smart can like steal a scene by just playing a game on her tablet,
right?
You know, you're like, you know, she's doing something really good. Guy Pearce plays this kind of renowned author that all of a sudden comes into town, and there's maybe a relationship forming with the Kate Winslet character. There's a lot to unpack there. And then Evan Peters, we know from American Horror Story, plays a county detective that's brought in to help solved this case, and he's also incredible in this as well. And the other day we were watching the third episode, and he has a scene where he's drunk, and both my husband and I've heard from other people now that it's like he played that so well in a way that like you can watch someone play drunk and you're like, okay, he's playing a drunk character. No, this was like, were you actually drunk when you filmed this scene? Because it was so particular and meticulous in his actions. It's a fascinating story and how it all unravels.
So how many episodes are out and how many episodes are there going to be?
Yeah, three are out right now. It's going to be seven. And Kate Winslet, again, like how she digs deep into this role, there's a lot of layers to her. She has this Delco accent that she nails. So you're not going to get the British. Just the way that she carries herself, very weathered, very kind of sunken down, that we're not used to with Kate. I think a lot of people think of her as this kind of proper, either period pieces or like The Holiday. And this is a kind of worn down woman that she's playing that we have not really seen from her before. And she's a grandma in the show. So there's a lot to do with her home life that is part of this story as well.
How many ticket stubs for this one?
4.5 out of 5 for Mayor of Easttown. Her name is Mayor and the city is Easttown.
Hey, Mayor.
Not the mayor of Easttown.
No, she's not the mayor of Easttown.
All right, let's move
Nor
on.
Nor is she a horse.
That's true. That was my second guess.
Yeah.
Let's move on to 4 Good Days.
Yeah, this is a new movie that's in theaters now. It will be on demand May 21st and stars Mila Kunis as a woman who is struggling with heroin addiction. And she shows up at her mom's door, played by Glenn Close, kind of begging for help. But the mom, Deb, has been through this so many times. She basically closes the door on her daughter's face, but finally agrees to take her back to rehab. And if she can stay sober for 4 more days, she can start this medicated treatment program to finally help her stay sober and clean.
And by the way, so like the cast is the part that like got my attention in this one.
Right. I mean, Mila Kunis, we don't really are associated with heavy drama
right.
before because she always does comedies, but is really great in this. Glenn Close, I will watch almost in everything. I really loved her performance in this as well. And it's based, and then Stephen Root and Joshua Leonard are also in it. And it's based on a true story. It's based on this article written for the Washington Post about a mother and daughter. And how this movie really mirrors their life was really impactful. So you can read the article online, kind of get an idea, like, do I want to sit and watch this movie? Mm-hmm. But I love the angle with this one, too. Like, we've seen a lot of movies about addiction, and sometimes they're made to be, like, this tough, heavy, look how serious we are type of movie, like Cherry or Sad Done recently in another thing. I was like, okay, like, I get it. Where this is really about, like, their codependency together as mother and daughter and how that plays into it. And it really just takes place over 4 days. So there's this really kind of limited timeline. And what happens when someone in that kind of pivotal days of having to stay sober, but in an environment that doesn't necessarily allow for that to happen.
Hmm. Interesting.
And how many ticket stubs for this one?
3.5 out of 5 tickets. This reminded me, this is the movie that I was thinking about, was Hillbilly Elegy, Glenn Close's other movie where about addiction, where that was so melodramatic and awful, where this one I felt more grounded and relatable, and so it gives you something to think about.
Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And you can see all of Paul's reviews, and you can see interviews with all kinds of celebrities, actors, on Paul's YouTube channel, and check him out on all of the social medias. Paul's Trip to the Movies. We'll talk to him again next Friday. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots, after this on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. And these are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well then, I guess one could say, that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again. Oftentimes in the state of...
Florida! Like Minnesota.
Oh, yay!
A local yokel.
Backyard boob.
Pretty much. We are going to Mankato, Minnesota.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, we're going to go to Mankato, where we are going to meet Jamie Lynn, I'm going to say Heinecker. She was the manager of a movie theater in Mankato.
Okay.
I got to see what movie theater, because, you know, I used to go to movies in Mankato.
Oh, okay.
And I'm
tell
wondering
me more.
If it was.
Very exciting.
Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter. What does matter, though, is
I
that.
I have that.
Well, I just was trying to put myself in the setting. Like, could this have happened to me, I guess?
Okay.
Because, you know, you go to a movie and you got to go to the concession stand, right?
Oh, no. That's the first step. Yeah.
Popcorn and soda.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to have the large.
Did you say
popcorn
and soda?
Popcorn.
Oh. I guess that makes more sense.
I'm going to have, you know, the popcorn. I'm going to have the bucket, the refillable bucket of popcorn. And yeah. I'd also like a large Coke. And then they give that to you. Only instead of getting a glass of Coke, you get cocaine. Because that's what was happening at this theater.
What is this, the 19th century?
So they were selling cocaine instead of Coca-Cola?
She was busted selling cocaine from the concession stand.
Oh my God, like, I would like a popcorn and some Coke.
She would put it in people's bags of popcorn.
Oh, man.
The cops got tipped off about it, and so they were going to set up a sting. And Jamie sold to an undercover officer putting cocaine in a popcorn bag for $100.
Oh my
God.
She's
facing felony drug charges, which could get her up to 20 years in prison.
Wow. That's like no joke.
Right?
Ooh.
No, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
It might seem like a good idea, right? Because you're like doing your day job. But
you're
also
like, I might as well kill
job.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, well, you'll kill your future.
Mike, multitasking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good use of your time.
Ooh.
Oh, man. That's kind of depressing.
Yeah, sorry about it, but that's the way it is. That's life.
And she was arrested and put in jail?
Yes, okay. And she's facing up to 20 years in prison.
All right.
And a fine of up to $250,000.
Good luck to her. I bet she's wishing she hadn't done that now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There might be some regrets.
That was in Mankato,
yes.
Minnesota. I now need us to go to Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Because that is where we are going to go next. So it would make sense if we went there. Anyway, I want to take you to the Athens area. I don't know where that is. Around Virginia Beach, specifically Athens High School. So you probably, I don't know, did you ever go on like a senior trip?
I didn't, but my husband did.
Okay. And where do you know, remember where he went?
I do. He went to Cancun, Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Like a
don't even get me started.
Senior trip? Like school trip?
Was it sanctioned by the school? No, but it was like one of those ones where like they sold a package to a bunch of kids.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this was like a school thing, so I don't...
Ooh, yeah, no, I didn't do that stuff.
I will tell you that it was a bunch of students and then a pair of Athens area high school teachers who were the chaperones. And unfortunately, they were arrested.
The chaperones?
Yep.
Both of them. Were arrested.
Yep.
The two people who were in charge of the kids.
The kids were fine.
Okay.
No children were hurt, or at least that we know of, anyway.
But they were left unsupervised because their chaperones were arrested.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to make me guess what they were doing?
Well, preferably. It's more fun that way.
Each other.
Ew.
What?
Nasty.
I don't know. In public or something?
Sex? No, it was not. No, it was not the sex. They did not do this. Although, I don't know. I guess that's impossible.
Could've
I wasn't
happened.
There the whole time.
Were drugs involved?
There were no drugs involved, okay. But I can confirm to you that no students were involved either. The students were safe. They were well looked after. They completed their senior trip.
Okay.
This did not involve students. And the students were not witnesses. At least that's what the school superintendent says. Although these guys did get up to something. Yep. Ben Gambrell and Chris Weldy got up to some funny business.
Did it involve sex workers?
No.
Okay.
No, you said drugs. It wasn't drugs. It
wasn't drugs.
But.
Were there explosives involved?
Okay, this is harder
it
than I thought.
It wasn't drugs, but...
Alcohol?
Oh, alcohol.
Yes!
Alcohol.
Ding, ding, ding!
Blame it on the alcohol.
So, they were both chaperones for the senior trip and were arrested Sunday morning for drunk, in public, and profane language. Now, we don't know the exact details of this incident, although we do know that a, quote, incident took place. That's all they're saying at this point. So we don't
know. I bet it was a Tim Hortons incident.
Of course, you go right to the poo.
Well, because it just feels right. I'm for this segment.
Okay.
Jeez.
The superintendent noted that they were afforded all due process rights when it came to the incident, and they've not decided whether they will face any disciplinary actions. We can't discuss these personnel issues. So that sounds very shady to me. Like, why aren't you giving details?
Yeah.
But we do know that alcohol was involved, so it probably wasn't good.
And they probably got crunk at the hotel bar and, like,
I mean, and threw some punches stuff. Or something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But the trip was able to continue. The students were able to do their thing and came back from their trip.
Senior!
Yay! All right. Where was that again?
Virginia Beach.
Okay. We're going to Pennsylvania.
Okay. That's a common stop along the crazy, stupid route.
It's like Florida part two.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to set this up in the following way.
Okay.
What is the biggest mistake people make when they have illegal drugs on their person?
They put it inside their body.
Okay, that's one. But they draw attention to themselves.
Shirt that says, like, I'm doing drugs or I'm selling drugs right now.
Yeah. Insert drugs here with an arrow pointing up to their head.
Exactly.
Or not.
So a 41-year-old guy in Western Pennsylvania by the name of Timothy Box was arrested last Thursday for doing a thing that was not only probably like probably illegal, but also super rude. He was shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house.
Okay. That seems super rude.
Right? And he like would not stop. And the neighbors were like, this neighbor guy, he always is shooting these fireworks at our house. We told him to stop and he won't stop. And the cops were like, we'll be right there. And they were like, yeah, his name is Timothy Box. And they were like, we know Timothy Box. Because yesterday, Timothy Box called the cops and claimed two burglars were trying to kill him. But when they showed up, everything was fine. Okay, so they're like, oh, we know Timothy Box. Mm. So they get to the scene where Timothy Box is shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house. And they notice that he's covered in sweat and he's acting erratically. And they believe he might be hallucinating. And they were able to subdue him and cuff him, and they found a whole bunch of cocaine and methamphetamine in his pocket.
Surprise! He's paranoid, he's hallucinating, and he's sweating heavily.
And he's shooting fireworks at his neighbor's house.
Yeah, and thinks people are out to get him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is facing charges for drugs, resisting arrest, and risking catastrophe, which apparently is a thing.
My God, that's a thing?
Right?
I am resisting...
I am risking
catastrophe. I've been guilty of that many times throughout my life.
And that, of course, is because the fireworks could have burned his neighbor's house down.
Oh, I've never done that.
He also got tagged for filing a false report for the fake burglary that he had reported the day before.
That is so weird.
Right? Anything can happen in Crazy Stupid Idiots.
So. Golly.
Right?
Golly!
So, to our uninitiated listener, FYI, you will often hear us talking about Florida and Pennsylvania.
It's true.
Home of Timothy Box. You don't want to be his neighbor.
No.
Won't you not be his
Won't
neighbor?
Won't you not be
Which
his
is
neighbor?
Funny, because Mr. Rogers is actually from Pennsylvania. Bringing it full circle here.
Thank you for that, Holly.
I don't think
Holly.
They're related.
Thank you for that. No, I don't think so either.
No.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a little game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
Love!
After this on My Talk 107.1.